At WCCO Radio, we believe in providing the news and information you need at the top of every hour. We also believe in providing the same quality of companionship we've maintained over the years. On CCO, you'll never hear things you'd not want your kids to hear, because we believe there's a big difference between clever humor and attempts at humor gained at someone else's expense. I guess we believe in reflecting the core values of you who have kept CCO Radio number one over 70 years. We're proud to be considered Minnesota's radio station. 830 WCCO.
We'll get back to more Boone and Erickson. It's 8:31 in the Twin Cities, a chilly morning. WCCO News is next. And now, back to the final Boone and Erickson show.
One, two, three. What a surprise that's in this part of the show. Live from Bravo. John Hardy, there's Tim Russell. Oh, this is like a marvelous party reunion. I see Congressman. Now, the governor was going to be here, but I understand he's on his way to China.
Oh.
So, where's Eric Escala? Eric had something in tow.
Eric, come on up here.
Hello, Congressman.
Eric Escala, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, give me a hand. Thank you. When the governor heard that Boone and Erickson were going to be honored today in their final show, he promptly left for China. But he left, you know, Charlie and Roger, to be honest, these usually are beautiful parchment proclamations in a frame covered with glass.
I noticed that.
These are a couple of things you can
on cardboard.
On cardboard with a little stand you can put by the birdcage.
I think it's kind of fitting for Boone and Erickson.
But the sentiment is sincere.
Well, we'll listen to this.
You know, for the 37 years of material, I figured it out, 20 years worth of material was skewering politicians. So you owe a great deal to Minnesota's political community. State of Minnesota Proclamation. Whereas Charlie Boone and Roger Erickson have entertained Minnesotans for 37 years at WCCO Radio on the legendary Boone and Erickson Show. And whereas this venerable team is believed to be the longest running duo on the same station in radio history, and whereas Charlie Boone and Roger Erickson personally have emceed more than 3,500 charitable and civic functions during their tenure at WCCO Radio and have received countless awards and accolades for their efforts, and whereas WCCO, an institution in Minnesota for 73 years, would not enjoy the status and the prestige it does today without the legendary broadcasting success of Charlie Boone and Roger Erickson. Now, therefore, he, Arnie H. Carlson, governor of the state of Minnesota, do hereby proclaim January 10th, 1998 to be Boone and Erickson Day in Minnesota. Now, that's from the state branch of government. But over the years, the federal branch of government has taken its licks from Boone and Erickson, and we are proud to have a member of the Minnesota Congressional Delegation, 3rd District Republican Congressman Jim Ramstead, to present a federal greeting. Congressman.
Thank you very much, Eric. Thank you. Thank you very much, Eric, Charlie, and Roger. It's great to be here with you on your last show. Last month, I was down at the White House for the annual Christmas party and talking to our other chief executive. And I told President Clinton that a living legend was about to retire from WCCO Radio in Minneapolis. And he said, "You mean that legend in his own mind, Sid Hartman, is finally hanging up his cleats?" And I said, no, a real Minnesota legend, Roger Erickson. And he summoned a Secret Service person over and said, "Go up to the family residence and get the one I wore today." A few minutes later, He handed me this hat and said, if Roger doesn't mind a little bit of presidential perspiration, give it to him because I can't make it to his retirement show. So, Raj, wear that on your farm.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. This isn't a gang? Are you serious?
You check out the presidential sweat here, Roger. It's real. It's real.
Yes, yes.
That'll work on your farm, Roger, taking care of those goats, especially my favorite goat, Roger.
Tremendous. Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Jim.
Thanks for 37 great years, guys. You are Minnesota.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for being here. Thanks, Jim. Thanks for being with us. That's great. All the way in from Washington, D.C. to present the president's cap to Roger Erickson on his retirement from the Boone Erickson Show on WCC. Oh, that's fantastic.
Do you see any juice from the fries in there or anything?
You going to wear that on your tractor?
Yeah, I think I will.
Oh, yeah.
Say, ladies and gentlemen, we, over the years, have had a gentleman on our show for years, long running.
One of our favorite guests, actually.
Then the State Highway Patrol, now it's called just called the Minnesota State Patrol, if I'm correct. And that's Roger Letting.
Here he is. Hey.
Thanks, Charlie. You know, ladies and gentlemen, it's kind of interesting. You know, Charlie has always talked about, or Roger has always talked about the number of times that he's been picked up for speeding. And this morning, I was in a little bit of a hurry myself trying to get over here because I was kind of anxious to see these fellas. And as you would expect, I was stopped. Trooper said I've been waiting for you all morning. And I told him I got here as soon as I could.
Good line, Roger.
Well, I mean, that's the way it
Good
works.
Good line.
Roger Letting was on the air often answering questions on correct driving and rules of the road and so on. And we're so appreciative of what you've done. Is there anything we can do for you, Raj?
Yes, there is.
Ooh, what would that be?
I have always wanted to be Sergeant Friday on Dragnet.
You have always wanted to be Sergeant Friday on Dragnet?
On that show, yes, I have.
Well, could the band then give us a little dum-de-dum-dum?
This is the city. I work here. I'm a cop. My name is Friday. It's Saturday morning. The chief calls me in.
Friday!